The open letter Pope Francis wrote in response to questions posed to him by the noted Italian journalist Eugenio Scalfari in the Italian daily La Repubblica newspaper continues to make headlines. One of the parts of the Holy Father's response that has garnered significant attention is his discussion of truth as essentially relational, a lived relationship with Christ, the person who is truth incarnate. A professor of theology at Rome's Pontifical Gregorian University, Jesuit Father Philip Renses, told us that Pope Francis's vision of truth is in continuity with that of his predecessor, Benedict XVI.
The Pope makes clear what he understands when the term absolute is used in the context of truth, and he then puts it almost like within brackets and say, I'm not debating here whether this is a term that can be defended or not. In some ways, he goes on saying that insofar he denies that there is truth would be simply subjective, Pope Francis points out something like it cannot be denied that there is absolute truth. In some ways, he is traditionally upholding as someone, a Catholic thinker, that there is truth which goes beyond a relativistic affirmation of an individual person. Absolute truth, he says, is not a fortunate term. Absolute refers to a truth that is disconnected from the human understanding, and human understanding, human mind, human rationality, indeed, is always involving a relative character, some capacity to relate truth to meaning, to personal existence at last, and thereby I would say yes, one could indeed go along the lines of Pope Francis and say absolute truth is not, it's not a term to insist on when entering a dialogue with someone who may just say, I don't believe that there is absolute truth.
He continues, in fact, he talks about clarifying terms, and he talks about the need to, and the Italian word is reimpostare, to ground or to fix anew, perhaps is an acceptable translation. He says, in profondità la questione. So he's talking about a deeper grounding of the question itself. Do you see that he gives any suggestion about how to go about achieving that grounding?
I think one could say at least the following. Having had centuries of debate, at least in the Western world, Western societies, about absolute truths colliding, and people today showing signs of weariness. Yes, I think there's indeed a research for a common ground, and that is really this intuition that truth needs to be thought not in individualistic terms, but in terms of uniting, the force of bringing together. What would be the goodness of using truth in order to spread division, violence? The meaning of the research of truth should really consist, and in this I think there is something more to share, and in bringing people together, societies, nations together.
His predecessor, Pope Benedict, talked about the dictatorship of relativism, and he found that the risk of violence is increased only by a denial of something that we might call absolute truth. But certainly by the, he talked about it more in terms of the loss of faith, if you will, and I use that term in the broad sense, in the human capacity to think, to put it bluntly. Do you see that there are points of community or continuity between that vision? I know the language is different between the two of them, but are they? Do they seem to be on the same page, these two thinkers, let's say?
I think you raised a very good point. Indeed, what Pope Francis is trying to do here is to create a common ground, and he does it, we may say, in a kind way, trying to, it's like an invitation that he's sending out. Pope Benedict was more almost warning, if this invitation is not picked up, then we are facing big problems. And that is, in the end, I think the message is then indeed is very similar. There is something that Pope Francis, we could say indirectly, confirms Pope Benedict when he almost like with an absoluteness affirms that truth is relational. So someone who does categorically refuse a relational aspect of truth, I think just like Pope Benedict had claimed, would postulate a dictatorship, and a dictatorship that is a diminishing means, diminishing freedom, and in the end means, provoking violence.